Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Are y'all awake? Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing this morning? It's great to be in God's house, isn't it? It may be hot outside, brothers and sisters, but in here it's nice and cool, and it's nice and it's comfortable for us. So let's look into God's Word this morning. Grab your Bibles and turn to Matthew, the book of Matthew. And start out in chapter 16, starting with verse 13. Chapter 16, 13. We're going to be looking at God's Word this morning. We're going to read a few scriptures going up through 18. And the scripture says, when Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, he said, who do people say that the Son of Man is? They answered, well, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him and said, you are blessed, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. Man, wow. Can you believe it says that this morning? You know, there's something very special about this passage to me, as I got to reading it. This right here where he mentions his church is the very first time that it's referenced to us in our English New Testament. That's the first time that we'll be able to hear him talking about his church. And it's in reference to a prediction that Jesus is making here this morning. He predicted that he would build it and nothing, not even death, would stand in its way. Nothing at all. And he states the cornerstone of the church would be this statement that Peter made about Christ's identity. You know, a long time ago, they didn't have concrete like we have today. Concrete is a blessing, isn't it? I mean, can you imagine back then what they had to do to make a foundation was they took stones and they placed them all underneath a house, and that was their foundation. But they always picked one stone, and they call this stone the cornerstone. And they put it in the corner, and they leveled and placed other rocks against this one rock, leveled it, and made it completely flat. And that's how they built their foundation for houses or buildings back then. And it was level and square, but it was always level and square to this one stone that it was called the cornerstone. The cornerstone or foundation for the church would be the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. This morning, that's the cornerstone with which Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. In my estimation, looking at scriptures, these scriptures predicts this morning that Common Ground Cowboy Church was going to be here and that it would stand. That's what it's saying. And all other churches in this world that preach truth and grace, that's Jesus' church. That's the church that he was talking about. You know, early Christians, they didn't have a whole lot of knowledge about God. They knew God from the Old Testament. They knew about what God had done in the past, but they were embarking on something that took total faith in their life. They knew who Jesus was, A lot of them saw him rise from the grave. They saw him walking around after he was killed and crucified. They knew who he was. They knew that he lived, that he died, and he rose on the third day, and they knew that he was with the Father in heaven at this time. They also believed the things that he said about loving your neighbor as yourself and put their well-being above your own. These are just some of the few of the teachings that they learned from Jesus himself. You know, there was no building or church building, if you want to call it, that they could go and worship God. Not one. Now, the Jews had the synagogues, the temple. They were able to, but for Christians, they had no place to gather. So where did they gather? They gathered in each other's homes. They'd go around to each other's homes, and they'd meet in small groups here and there, and they just kept growing and growing and growing. Here this morning, you are the church. Not this building, but you yourself are the church. And Jesus is the chief cornerstone of Common Ground Cowboy Church. To me, that makes us an uncommon church in this world today. There are so many churches out there that do not preach Jesus and Him crucified. But He is the cornerstone of this church. He is alone its architect, builder, owner, and Lord. Here in these scriptures, the word, actual word church is translated called out ones. That these folks were called out of something. They were called out of wherever they were at. Whether they were Greek, whether they were Jewish, it didn't make any difference. They were called out for a purpose. And this morning, each and every one of us have been called out to serve Christ. We've been called out to be His servants, His followers, His workmen here on earth. Man, wow. This is the good news that I feel that started this flame burning hot in the Christians in the early church. They had a fire built under them. I mean, they were just on fire for the Lord. They couldn't do enough. They couldn't tell enough people. It was a life-changing event in their life when they came to know Christ. Here we are today, years and years later, and I personally believe that the flame that Jesus built under these new Christians burns hot and is still burning and is alive today in our churches, especially here at Common Ground. You know, a fire is something to me that is a very consuming thing. It can be everything that gets in its path, it consumes. It takes over. It just completely, I mean, it just feeds itself. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. This morning, I feel, like I said, I feel like that we are in a spiritual fire here at Common Ground. And this gets me excited. You know, the only words I can think about are godly words like blessings and riches and glories. You know, I've said it before that I feel like something big, something great is fixing to happen at Common Ground. I've told you this before. I could feel it coming. Well, I hate to tell you. Well, I really don't hate to tell you. I'm excited to tell you. I feel like it's already started. I know it started. I met with a group of ladies, the Faithful Hearts team. And I sit there, and I was just sitting back listening to what was going on with that team. I tell you, I got excited. Because you know why? I saw a fire not just smoldering, but it just started flaming up. You ever seen one when it just all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden, poof, it just comes and ignites and it starts burning? Well, I saw that flame. I saw that fire with the ladies in that group. And I got excited. I said, that is exactly what gets Jesus excited. It got me excited. I knew that he was excited. You know, and the one thing that I thought about is that, you know, they're not trying to build a social club. That was the first. I've seen so many teams that that's what they do in the ladies' ministry. They just try to, let's just fellowship together and love it. We don't really want anybody else in our group. We just kind of like each other and we don't want nobody else. Well, this group, the whole thing that they're talking about is how they can invite and get ladies in the community. Ways to get them here. Lord, have mercy. That got me excited. I'm saying, man, that's exactly what Jesus was talking about. That's exactly what the disciples, what the apostles were trying to tell the folks. These folks were doing this at the fear of their life. And we've gotten so lax as Christians in modern day. Our lives are not in danger for telling others about Christ. But here it's still burning hot here at Common Ground. You know, and they're not the only team, I believe, they're not the only team that's looking this way. They're not the only team that's looking at what is going on in their team and how they can reach others for Christ. I know the arena team is doing the same thing. My question to each and every one of us is, are you a part of it? Or are you being left behind? Or are you just kind of being drug along? You know, when you have a fire, you've got to feed it. It has to have fuel. I've talked about fires before and how the Holy Spirit works in a person's life. But like I said, it consumes everything. I feel that the fire that Jesus built under the early church still is here today in our church. And instead of trying to put it out, I think we ought to be building it and feeding that sucker. That's just the way I look at it. We ought to be doing everything. I was talking to Sully this morning. He said, you know, I see something I hadn't seen in a long time. I see people that are helping other teams. They're not even on the team, but they see something happening, and they're going, my gosh, I want to be part of that. Man, that gets me excited. There's only one problem when you start getting close to a fire. You know what that problem is? If you get too close to a fire, if you get too close to this fire, it will set you ablaze for Christ. So you got to be careful. If you don't want to be part of this, then you better not get involved. Now, how would a pastor say that, or why would he say that? I'm warning you, this stuff is contagious, y'all. It is very highly contagious. Everybody's going to get splattered with this. If you're not getting splattered with what's going on with here at Common Ground, you need to look inside of your heart and say, why am I missing this? What is something, there's something between me and the Lord that I'm not feeling this excitement. Because if you're not feeling it, most times it's because you're dead. Did I say that out loud? How many are excited about what's going on at Common Ground? Are y'all excited? You ought to be. Because this is everybody's church. This is the Lord's church. It's not yours, but we are the ones who God uses in this community. I don't know if I've told you or not, but I'm excited. Have I said that yet, Anita? At least once. But I'm excited for a reason. I'm excited for what God is doing here in his church. as he is the cornerstone, the builder, the architect of Common Ground Cowboy Church. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, you know, Father, that I'm excited this morning only because of what the Holy Spirit has been feeding me all week long. I pray that there is not one heart in this building, Father, that's within earshot of my voice, Lord, that is not going to get out of this building, Lord, without experiencing the red hot fire, Lord, that you are wanting to put into their heart, the excitement of serving you and what you're going to do here at Common Ground. Not just Common Ground, but Bremon, Cossey, Groesbeck, Father Franklin, this whole area just catch on fire for you. That's my prayer, Father. I just pray that we don't get left behind, Father, that we would be in the forefront of doing your work. We just thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you for being here. We thank you for the Holy Spirit's presence here with us this morning. And we just thank you, Father, for being here with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you are here this morning and you're visiting Common Ground, we are so glad you're here this morning. Whether you're a first-timer or whether you've been here many, many times, it doesn't make any difference to us. We're just glad that you're here with us. And if you are here and you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for a place where you can get plugged into and serve the Lord, this is it. This is a church that I would recommend that you get involved in. What else have you got to do? What better thing do you have that you've got to do than to serve the Lord and serve this community? If it is, I wish you'd come up to me and tell me what it is, because to me, this is first priority for us here at Common Ground. And if you want to be involved with this, we've got a green slip back there in the back that you can fill out and you become a member of Common Ground Cowboy Church and become part of this mission that we have to reach this community for Christ. Not just adults. I'm talking about men, women, teenagers, children, this whole area. Everybody in this area needs Christ. Do you believe that? I'm telling you, everybody in this area needs Christ. So let's get involved. And if you know someone that's not here this morning, that's sick or something, be sure and let them know that we missed them and that we want them to come back. And if there's anything we can do to help them, to just reach out to them, pick up the telephone, and let them know that we missed them, that we care about them. Do we have any other announcements that we need to make? Did we miss any this morning? Did Wendell miss any? Yes. Okay. Man, that's exciting stuff, y'all. This is a new beginning. This is a new time for Common Ground. Not that the old times have been bad. It's just that I feel like that now, more than ever, Common Ground is fixing to just bust out of its seams. You ever seen anybody just bust out of their drawers because they just got so big, you know, they couldn't hold herself in the drawers? Well, that's what's fixing to happen. Y'all, before long, y'all are going to be sitting here a year from now looking at this church and going, my gosh, how are we going to get all these folks in here? We just don't have room. Praise God. That's exciting, y'all. That's what we need to be looking for. Okay, bring the kids down.